The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
You may not notice it, but coastal waters in the Bay Area are expected to rise by nearly a foot next month. Something called a Kelvin wave is making its way up the coast. It'll be here by the second week of October. You can blame El Nino because Kelvin waves are caused by warmer waters near the shoreline. Forecasters are worried about future Kelvin waves during peak king tide season from November through January. That is when we could see severe coastal erosion or flooding damage in coastal communities. With the hot weather, humidity, and wind, late summer can be challenging for kids who suffer from asthma. But as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, local lung advocates have tips for parents.
First off, make sure they have their rescue inhaler prescriptions refilled and registered with their schools, says Kieran Deep Kaur, asthma program director at Breathe California, and try to make late morning and early afternoon indoor time, if possible. That is when the pollen counts are higher. Use a HEPA filter vacuum and...
A lot of parents are like, yeah, you know, we're disinfecting and dusting with... Clorox wipes and Lysol wipes. We always encourage to not use like the stronger chemicals.
They are actually irritating to lungs. And if you're wondering if your kid may have asthma, here are some signs.
If they're experiencing like just like a cough that's just not going away. If they have like a continuous runny nose and they feel like they're becoming like short of breath.
Breathe California has more resources at lungsrus.org. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
DoorDash is ramping up its robot delivery. Fremont streets and bike lanes are already used by autonomous vehicles. Now, San Jose is trying to get ahead of the expansion by establishing some rules. Here's KCBS's Ata Shaheen.
It's called DoorDash Dot. It's 4'6", 350 pounds, and can go up to 20 miles per hour. DoorDash operations specialist Carlton Page.
And it mostly operates within the bike lanes, but can traverse through parking lots, parking structures, sidewalks, different parts of the streets, you know, wherever it needs to drop off that delivery.
Colin Haney from San Jose's transportation department said the city didn't choose to have DoorDash Dot, but it embraces innovation, and the city is now looking to have a pilot permit program with regulations that can either be canceled or renewed after a year.
It's not up to us to determine if they're, you know, good for business or if they're providing economic benefit. We just want to make sure that the walking, biking, driving, transit-taking public are safe.
The city council plans on laying out a framework later this month. DoorDash says Dot is well-tested and safe, and aside from concerns from the cyclist community who will have to share their lanes, others are worried about job loss for delivery drivers. Ata Shaheen, KCBS.
The past 3 years, the number of children removed from homes in Santa Clara County has tripled. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges says this follows a few years of turmoil at the county's child welfare agency.
It's been 3 years since Baby Phoenix died in the South Bay from a fentanyl overdose, an event that cast a spotlight on the agency. Now data shows more than 400 kids were removed from their homes last year compared to 155 in 2022. Those are tough decisions to make, says Dr. Jill Barrick, child welfare scholar at UC Berkeley.
They examine each case carefully, responsibly, as thoroughly as they possibly can. They make reasoned decisions using the collaboration with supervisors, allied professionals, lawyers.
She addressed the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors along with Jeremy Milner, the co-director of the Family Justice Group.
We have mounting evidence in so many areas of child welfare practice right now about how we might best support families to stay together safely whenever that is possible.
One child per thousand is placed in foster care in Santa Clara County. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Crews are making progress now on those two wildfires raging through Monterey County near Big Sur. The nearly 30,000-acre Plaskett Fire is now 47% contained. The Timber Fire, which has burned more than 25,000 acres, is 27% contained. Some evacuation orders and warnings are still in place across the region. California working to cap rising health care costs. The state's Office of Health Care Affordability has adopted penalties, including fines, for hospitals, physician groups, and insurers that exceed annual spending limits. But hospitals say these moves could force them to cut service and limit access to care. The San Jose Sharks may be about to start what could be their season. And as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, they are working to bring in fans from beyond the South Bay.
If you can hear my voice right now, you're in Sharks territory, according to Daniel Klimple, vice president of marketing for the hockey team.
Yeah, we want to turn the whole Bay teal and even Northern California, make sure that we're spreading fandom far and wide, and then making sure that everybody has access to hockey and that they can come out and enjoy the Bay Area's team of the San Jose Sharks.
It's something the Warriors have done well in recent years, giving special attention to the different parts of the Bay with merchandising and events. Matthew and Rick were at a Sharks event in Oakland getting autographs from players. They live in San Francisco and support this effort.
Well, I think it's great for the Bay Area. I mean, to not only think it's just San Jose, but it's a whole Bay Area team, just like all of our teams are all the Bay Area.
Yep, absolutely. It's great, and I love seeing it. I have family that's in Sacramento that are totally into it, too, so it's expanding even farther than just the Bay Area.
Season opener is on the 1st. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Then grab the fan, drink plenty of water. Major heat spike heading our way this week with inland temperatures expected to climb into the triple digits. KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from the Tri-Valley.
The Tri-Valley area is heading for the low to mid-90s today, and tomorrow, inland spots will be in the upper 90s to low triple digits.
Pretty concerned about this heat. I'm going to stay cool by not going outside in the middle of the day.
Says Alex from Dublin. Meteorologist Dylan Flynn says they've issued a heat advisory starting tomorrow morning through Thursday night. His advice for beating the heat?
Take breaks if you're working outside. Try to find some place to cool down. A lot of communities offer cooling shelters, so seek those out. And make sure you stay hydrated.
And drink water, not beer. Alcohol causes dehydration. The good news is the heat spike will be short-lived. Expect much cooler weather as the marine layer returns this weekend. In Dublin, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
A prescribed burn is taking place at Angel Island State Park. Could continue later into the week as well. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports crews will remain on the island in the days to come.
You may see smoke coming from Angel Island as hundreds of acres of land are burned.
So it's a large-scale burn intended to act as a way of increasing the resilience of this landscape from future fires.
State Park interpreter Ryan Forbes explains the burn ignition window will stop at 5 in the afternoon, but smoke may be visible for days, and crews will remain to monitor. This is a coordinated burn with California State Parks, Cal Fire, and Marin County.
We could extend it into Wednesday and Thursday, but we always take it on a day-by-day weather basis. We don't burn unless we have ideal conditions to do so.
And for folks who may see smoke coming from the island today and this week, please don't report it to 911. They have the prescribed burn handled. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
We have an update on the Reno woman who was attacked just over a week ago by an otter in Lake Tahoe. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us she is back in the hospital for surgery.
Lynette Bellin is the Reno swim instructor whose story went viral last week after she was seen bloodied from head to toe after an otter attack off an Incline Village beach. Turns out she may not regain full function of her little finger after a ligament infection that developed late last week. In a social media post Sunday,
I was sitting at my computer trying to type and realized that my left hand was just not in a great place. I thought maybe I had some broken bones from the otter attack because I was, there's a bite mark here. So I thought, oh, did they crunch some stuff there?
Doctor sliced her open and found an infection. So now she's on IV antibiotics with an occupational therapist for mobility on her hands and feet, still covered with bite wounds. Wildlife officials reiterate that otter attacks on humans are rare. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
More than 100,000 state workers in California could be bound for the picket line following a strike authorization vote by the union. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports part of the dispute centers on the governor's return to work mandate.
This union represents workers across just about every department in California. Those workers will now have about a month to vote on whether to go on strike. At issue, better pay and benefits, as well as remote work protections. A recent shift by Governor Newsom now requires workers in the office at least 4 days a week. SEIU 1000 is the largest union representing state workers. Chief negotiator Bobby Roy tells CBS Sacramento the state is negotiating in bad faith.
A blanket rejection with no counterproposal, it absolutely means that it's an unfair practice.
Michael Roy is a professor of labor relations at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He says debates over in the office versus remote just aren't going away.
From the
employee perspective, they might believe their work is getting done and it's more efficient.
The governor's office deferring comment to the state's Department of Human Resources, which says in a statement it will continue to bargain in good faith to reach an agreement while exploring options to protect critical public services. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
A California sea lion showing signs of domoic acid poisoning died yesterday morning at San Francisco's Crissy Field. A Marine Mammal Center responder was dispatched to the area after getting reports of a sick animal. But while the center was putting together a rescue team, the sea lion died. Center officials say they are seeing an uptick in the number of sea lions showing signs of domoic acid poisoning. It is a neurotoxin produced from harmful algae blooms.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.